Big Brother picks Alcorp's house in latest venture. 31st of May, 2007, this is Reverend Simulator for On News. Eleven dead bodies. Fresh from their respective graves, who are taking part in Channel 4's Big Brother, have entered the house. The hopefuls include a gangland murder victim, an assassinated Central American president, a cyclist who was run over by a steamroller in 2001, and even an Egyptian pharaoh who died 3,000 years ago. It is the first time an all-dead body house has been unveiled, but presenter Davina McCall has placated some disgruntled viewers and assured that, quote, this program drains the living spirit from all who watch. This is simply a natural progression of this, unquote. The 11, dead as opposed to contestants, realized they would be living in a living person-free zone as more and more cadavers kept entering the house. The channel are thought to be playing it safe after the debacle of the last series, which saw a glut of wanton poofery, devil worship, and a genocide that almost triggered World War II. The first housemates to enter the house were 18-year-old twins Amanda and Sam, who were burnt as witches in 1688. They were followed by Leslie, who died in a London gangland shootout in 1968. Other contestants included Gary, who was run over by a lawnmower in a freak accident, and Julie, who was eaten by a polar bear in 1978. Once more housemates started to arrive, it became apparent that the bodies were piling up on the floor and that no living, or indeed breathing, housemate was going to join them. One corpse was heard to mutter as it all kicked off, "Jesus Christ, it's like a morgue in here." This has been Reverend Simulator for On News. Thank you for suffering.